There's new hope on the horizon to help thousands of soldiers injured in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ann Thompson in Focus on Technology reports on research in its very early stages that could eventually help soldiers regrow tissue and recover from severe wounds.
Two companies, IcoTech and TechShot, based at the Purdue Research Park, are working to improve the collection of stem cells from fat tissue. During clinical trials, these harvested stem cells were used in plastic reconstructive surgery and the restoration of heart tissue after a heart attack. Rich Bowling is on the phone and joins me to talk about his part of the project. Thanks for being here, Rich.
Pleasure.
So tell me what you're doing and how it would work.
Well, what TechShot is doing is designing and building a medical device, to the specifications set forth by IcoTech and its research partner, University of Pittsburgh. And the device will take fat cells or adipose tissue, and the tissue is magnetically labeled by scientists with tiny microscopic beads that have a level of magnetism to them, and run through this device, and then the device is able to collect cells of a certain magnetic level, and scientists know how to calibrate the machine so that only the cells we're looking for, these certain types of stem cells, are pulled from the fat. And because they will be magnetic to a certain degree, and then they're very easy to collect that way, and then scientists then use them to treat patients with traumatic injuries.
So how is this different then from what's commonly being done in terms of the process of collecting stem cells?
Well, this process provides a much higher yield. You can collect more cells out of a given sample, more stem cells out of a given sample.
All right. Now, is it a long process?
It's actually very fast. It's very quick, and it's very gentle to the cells.
So in terms of your development of this machine, have you already figured out how it's going to work and what it's going to look like, or are you still in that process?
Well, you know, we've developed a terrific version of this system that is being used in research for diabetes therapeutics. So we know how to pull out certain types of cells that produce insulin from a tissue sample. So what we're doing is modifying the device. We are modifying the protocols to select this type of stem cell. So we've essentially proven this magnetic sorting technology for other applications. So we don't believe that there's a monumental hurdle to translate it for stem cells. We've done it in with this other device, but now we're going to build a custom device for this particular application. We're pretty confident in the results.
And when do you think this might come to market?
This is actually going to be at least a 2-year project to design the product, refine it in, I'm sure, a series of iterative prototypes that are going to be used by the University of Pittsburgh in their trials. So we're really looking at 2014, 2015 before perhaps the complete product could be in the hands of clinicians.
So how novel is this? Are other people working on a similar project?
Certainly, the use of stem cells for treating dramatic injuries is fairly common. The research into that is fairly common, but the other technologies used for collecting the cells, are typically used. So, using this quadricept technology, as we call it, is very unique. Again, it's very gentle on the cells, and the process is very quick. So our process is not used by anyone else, and we think it's really going to improve the outcomes for patients.
Thank you, Rich. Go to our website, WVXU.org, for links to the research and related companies. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.